Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5. Did you have a good weekend, Christina?
I tried my darndest.
Yeah, you were drinking that whiskey.
And I hate whiskey.
Do you really?
I really do. What? I don't know why I really wanted to drink that. But
why do you drink something that you hate?
I think we had it in the house, and I saw it was there. And next thing I know,
game over.
Yeah.
Got the doing the whiskey thing.
I guess so. I don't know what's wrong with
I always
me.
Think of Mila Kunis when I think of whiskey.
Really?
Yeah, because she does those like whiskey commercials on TV. She just makes drinking whiskey look so good.
I mean, okay. She's just hanging around a bunch of, I don't know, barrels.
Yeah, I guess so. Makes it look good. That's all I'm saying.
Barrels. They make you look good.
Let's talk about Leslie this morning. Leslie, first of all, thanks for writing to us. We appreciate it. Our listeners reach out to us any number of ways, email, phone calls, Twitter, Facebook. She actually sent us this message on Facebook. She said, "Hitman, this is quite possibly the dumbest argument I've ever gotten into with my roommate, and now I want to move out." This is ugly.
I mean, it sounds pretty serious. But
the other day, I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I used two knives. One for the peanut butter, the other for the jelly. I don't like the peanut butter getting all mixed in with the jelly. My roommate saw me doing this, and he freaked out.
Okay.
She said, "You only need to use one." I guess her roommate is another girl. You spread the butter on, wipe it on the other piece of bread, then dip the knife into the jelly.
Yeah.
Which is how I do it.
I mean, that's how I do it, too.
She was actually upset with me for using more knives than I need to because it uses too much water for the wash.
Serious. Come on.
The water bill is no joke. I'm just saying. So she wants to know, is she insane? Don't most people use two knives to make PB&J? And look, who else had some weird and unusual food habits? Like my oldest daughter, she cannot let the other food touch the other food. It has to be perfectly separated.
I've had so many friends that do that, and I'm like, what is your deal? Like, what's wrong with having your food touch? Is Chili Mac like a nightmare for them or something?
You know what? I tell my kid all the time, it doesn't matter if it touches or not. It's all mashing up together once it gets inside of you. And she goes, "That's gross. Now I'm not hungry."
But see, with that, it'll taste different, though. Like, if you throw everything that you had for dinner into a blender and then you drank that stuff, exactly. God. That's what you're essentially saying
to
her.
There's some guy.
It's all going to end up in the same place.
Some guy at a senior nursing facility that does that every morning. Stop that.
Before he puts in his teeth.
Okay, 869-1093. What do you guys think? Is this insane to use two knives for the PB&J? I think it's a little crazy. But, you know, and do you or somebody you know have some weird food habits?
That's kind of, yeah, okay.
Fair enough?
That's fair. I mean, with the knife thing, like, it's not really that big of a deal, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just, it's not that serious.
There's two foods I will not touch. Broccoli and sour cream. And if they're anywhere on my food, I freak out.
They're
ask
so
my wife.
Strange.
Ask my wife. I will freak out. In fact, we had dinner at Felipe's on the west side over the weekend, and the server, we've gone in there several times. He goes, "No sour cream, right?" I said, "You got it, buddy."
Well, the good news is you're never going to run into a dish that has both of those things.
Yeah, right?
At the same time.
869-1093. Is this weird? And do you or somebody you know have some weird and unusual food habits? We want to hear you this morning. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina, and the PB&J dilemma.
Oh, it's that serious. The PB&J dilemma.
Hey, that's a way to start out your week this morning at Power 93.5. Somebody's got a PB&J in their sack for lunch. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. See, I loved PB&J when I was growing up. Like, I'd go every day to school and I'd have me a PB&J, but I could never figure out how to, you know, make it to where the jelly didn't, like, soak into the bread and it was disgusting later.
Because you were using too much jelly, girl.
I like jelly.
Let's talk about our girl Leslie, who hit us up, and she's got a dilemma. Her and her roommate got into a big old fight over PB&J.
Yeah, right. Like, apparently Leslie, she was making a PB&J. She used two knives, one for the peanut butter, one for the jelly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it kind of makes sense if that's what your thing is. She doesn't like the peanut butter getting mixed in with the jelly. It's just not for her. Roommate saw her doing it that way, kind of flipped out.
Oh, yeah, lost it. And they got into such a huge argument that now Leslie wants to move out from her roommate. That's how nasty this thing got.
It did. It got stupid. But, I mean, the roommate was obviously really upset about it, but she really says that it was because he used too much water for the wash. Because
yeah,
there's
come
two
on.
Knives.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to be using that much for an extra knife.
Idiot. 869-1093. We want to know, you or somebody you know has some weird food habits. I mean, look, you got two knives for the PB&J. That's a little different. I'm sure there's a good explanation as to why. Go ahead, man.
My daughter's like that, too. She has to have two plates if we have too much food. She can't have her food touching either.
Yeah, I don't get that. Is there a reason why our kids are like that?
I don't know. My grandpa used to push it all in the middle of the plate in one big pile.
I like grandpa.
And that's how I always ate. I just pushed it in one big pile and went to town.
There you go. I think grandpa had it figured out, dude.
Right, yeah, because you could put all the sauce on everything and it was good. Gravy, everything.
There's some kid listening right now going, gross.
Yeah, probably my daughter. She's like, oh, Dad, stop.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Push it all in the middle. I love it, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day,
you
sir.
You too. Appreciate you waking up and listening to us. Hello, Power 93.5. You or somebody you know got a weird food habit?
Actually, I'm calling about the two knives thing.
Yeah.
Growing up, my grandmother is actually highly allergic to peanut butter, so using two knives is what we always did.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Because if you put the knife inside of the jelly, she couldn't use it anymore because she's so allergic to it.
Now that makes sense to me.
Right. Food allergies. Yeah, so like I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I've always been. So if somebody got freaked out, I would just be like, well, that's kind of how I've always done it. If you don't like it, that's fine. But I'll wash the dishes. So you don't have to worry.
Yeah. It's not anything worth moving out over, though, is it?
No.
Oh, no, definitely not. I think most people, if you use a dishwasher, use the same water every time. And if you wash it, the sink, you fill
That's
up the
fair.
Sink, so it's not more or less water.
You know, but what you said makes perfect sense. Peanut allergies, and I know that those peanut allergies are no joke. They can cause some real problems.
Well, any allergy
can. She ate a cookie that was on a sheet that was baked with peanut butter cookies, and she had to go to the hospital.
Oh, horrible.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a great reason as to why you should use two knives for the PB&J. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 869-1093. We appreciate you calling. Appreciate you waking up and listening to us every morning.
Of course. I love you guys.
You're the best. We love you, too.
Aww.
All right. Thank you so much. More calls this morning. 869-1093. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5. PB&J drama. I hope this is not a couple of new roommates that are living in the same dorm at Wichita State.
Yeah, right? That'd be the worst way to start out.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about Leslie and the peanut butter fight going on.
Okay, here's the thing. Her and her roommate got into a big old thing over peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Apparently, Leslie was making one day, and she was making it. No big deal. Roommate comes over and is like, you're doing it wrong. So Leslie's like, what are you talking about? She said, you have two knives out right now. One for the peanut butter, one for the jelly. You just need one. You know, you can dunk them in both and it's fine. You know, you just wipe it on the bread after you're done with the peanut butter bit and you're fine. So I don't have a problem with that logic, but maybe don't freak out about it. The roommate, like, got all sorts of mad, said it wastes too much water, and she completely flipped out.
Oh, lost it. Went nuts. gotten to such a huge argument. Leslie's telling us this morning now she wants to move out. She doesn't want to be roomies with this person anymore.
I mean, I wouldn't either, to be honest. Like, if that person is going to freak out that much over something so small, imagine if something big actually happened.
You guys are calling 869-1093. Go ahead, girl. What do you think?
Well, the first one, I understand the lady with her grandma. That makes it. But at the same time, the other girl must not have, like, brothers and sisters or ever made sandwiches for children. You're in a hurry. You don't have time for two nights.
Right.
Well, the other roommate can go ahead and get the one that's already mixed together if it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, this whole roommate thing, I mean, first of all, I'd move out too just because I think the roommate's a little bit wacko.
Right.
Yeah, she's stretching it a little too much. And water is the cheapest bill. If it's that serious, the other girl can throw an extra five in.
I love the way she solved the problems. Like, here's $5. Now shut the hell up.
Right. It's not that serious. It's water. Yeah. And then as far as separating food, my boyfriend, he has to eat one thing at a time. So he'll eat all of his fries first, and then he'll move on to the sandwich. I think that's shove everything in. I'm hungry.
Yeah. See, I want to taste everything. I like tasting things together. So, yeah, I'm eating it all together. It's like that. It comes out like a beautiful symphony. It's like all the instruments in unison making one beautiful, delicious feeding song.
Oh, well, that's a stretch.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I kind of overdid it again.
No, you?
Yeah, right? All right, thank you for calling. Thanks for waking up and listening to us. I agree with you. It's just not that big of a deal.
It's really not. They need to get it together.
Yeah, they need a life. It's what they need. Thanks for calling, okay?
Yep, you guys have a good day.
You too. Our listeners are awesome. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.